turundusdoktor aitab.
Today's case study sounds like that. Hi, I need to launch a new project that is targeting musicians, producers, composers and their representatives. If a musician has an album, they can sell it in our store and own 100% from the sales. Previously, there were several intermediators and the musicians earned just a few euros. My question is, how can I support the launch and what should I pay attention to? It seems that people are getting interested in the project and word of mouth is supporting us, and thank you for your advice. So what do you think about this case?
Well, first of all, it's a really interesting idea, and it's another example of how new disruptive ideas are cutting out the middlemen in commerce. In this case, perhaps the record companies or the other parties who are taking a slice of the pie. I guess the business idea here, rather than just being nice to impoverished musicians, is to drive customer traffic to this store that's going to be selling the music, and maybe to try and sell them something else while they're there. It also says something perhaps about the values and the beliefs of this business if they're going to try and operate on a direct basis with musicians. So these are the areas where perhaps he could benefit. But commercially, I'd be interested to see how the writer's going to convert these customers into something that gives him a sale. In terms of raising awareness of his campaign, I think the most important thing is to reach the fans of the particular artists and to get them to come in and buy the music from this location instead of from other places. Maybe the musicians themselves can help with this using their fan database, their Facebook or other social media to get the message out. And also here in Estonia, the different mainstream media channels, TV, radio and online, they're always ready to support something new and they're always looking for news. So if you could put together a great press release describing what you're doing, I'm sure you'll hear it reported as news.
Very good. I was thinking about different partnership because I think that looking at the numbers, if the musicians really get 100% from the sales, then I don't understand actually this business model. Who is going to finance all the marketing? Who is going to finance your work? And what is the business model here? There has to be someone else supporting you, and probably it might be even Of course, very important to get the musicians on board. But on the other side, I would like to understand who is helping you to drive the business and to get these people on board. So you have the financing support and really marketing support. So there might be that you need some kind of networks to helping you or some kind of, if not intermediaries, but some kind of different stakeholders who really would love to be there, part of the model, and maybe most of the marketing effort should be targeted there. Because with the musicians, it's easy. If the benefit is that I get 100% from the sales, of course you will benefit it. It's not a no-brainer. And if you can give them kind of the volumes that you really can sell. But on the other hand, yes, who is helping you to drive the business, or did you understand? Are there any secrets that I don't see?
Well, at first it didn't sound like business to me.
Okay.
But my hope is that we have some type of store, perhaps, who wants to perform this, and that they're going to try and sell something else to the people that come in to buy the music. Otherwise, I'm not quite sure what the purpose is. And finally, also remember that if you are the seller, you will almost certainly have to pay the VAT on these sales. So first of all, the musicians won't be getting 100%. We have to remember that as the seller, you would need to pay the VAT, even if the rest of the money is going straight out of the door to the musicians. So check that out carefully and really think about what type of business model this really is.
Because there might be, for instance, if they could target advertisers, for instance, who could use music for their, I don't know, for their either, I don't know, TV commercials or videos. The market is really kind of growing fast, so it might be that that you see potential there, or I don't know, filmmakers or any other businesses who might use the music. But then the marketing should be targeted towards them slowly or solely if you see that this could be the income that helps to support your business.
Could be.
Could be, but could be something else also. It's difficult to say, but anyway, good luck. If there is anything that we didn't understand, so you feel free to write us again. Then the next time or after that, we can discuss this topic again. If there is something that is much more clear that we probably might have assumed not in a right way. But thank you a lot, Andy, for being here with us in the studio, and thank you, our listeners. Please listen us again in a week's time, and meanwhile, please feel free to send us interesting case studies. You know that we really love to solve them and find new ideas for you.
Sulle meeldis Turundusraadio. Telli endale meeldetuletus järgmiste saadete kohta Marketingi Instituudi kodulehelt.